Voice of Indonesia.
Here is the news. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto has announced plans to open 200 boarding community schools ranging from elementary to senior high school levels. Speaking through his personal YouTube channel on Tuesday here, President Prabowo stated that these schools are intended for communities in the lowest economic strata. According to the President, the community school initiative is part of strategic effort to break the cycle of poverty. Indonesia is a nation that upholds peace and independence. In fact, based on its constitution, Indonesia firmly rejects all forms of colonialism in the world, including what is being carried out by Israel in Palestine. This was stated by a member of the Indonesian House of Representatives from the First Poros Justice Party, Muzamil Yusuf, in a special interview with Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. He emphasized that Indonesia remains committed to supporting Palestine in its struggle for independence from ongoing colonialism. Muzamil Yusuf also stated that shared beliefs and the core values of Pancasila, Indonesia's foundational philosophy, demand that humanity be upheld in Palestine. That's the news.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on vonews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau tahu dalamnya rasa cintaku. Tak banyak inginku, jangan kau ulangi menyakiti aku sesuka kelakuanmu. Ku bukan manusia yang tidak berpikir. Berulang kali kau lakukan itu padaku. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku. Tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba. Kau tinggalkan aku di saat ku butuhkanmu. Cinta tak begini selama ku tahu. tetapi ku lemah karena cintaku padamu. Jika cinta dia, jujurlah padaku, tinggalkan aku di sini tanpa senyumanmu. Jika cinta dia, ku coba mengerti, mungkin kau bukan cinta sejati.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Kona Antara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia,
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh,
juga,
of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami melalui
at that time we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai.
At that time,
it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy.
That's
real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area,
but
it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Alhamdulillah, syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan
we confided to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially
khususnya di Bali saat itu.
At that time,
that's what we see. Kami melihatnya,
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is.
Daripada hutan mangrove itu
as
sebagai
a food and guard, the coastline,
penjaga
the
garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika exactly. Tsunami di Palu.
When tsunami in Palu, sangat, for example, we got very clear information
jelas, ya,
that there was no village in Donggala district. There were absolutely no casualties and the damage was minimal
because
the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, wings, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bakau itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans but also for biodiversity. And also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multiple benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian itu tidak bagus.
Whereas fishermen who have worked locations at the high sea, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most.
Itu musiman.
It has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai ikan bakau, itu tidak ada khususnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bakau, udang, dan aneka ikan lainnya.
Swing and other various fish that easily and without operating cars we get fish and food catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
The crab has a size.
Yang bisa ditangkap,
the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement,
jaring yang kita
2-inch nets
di sini, tentu
that we use to catch other fish.
Kita ada ukurannya indoor crabs
that lay eggs and will also want to catch,
mata jaring yang kita
we cannot take them
yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting, kalau
they must
kepiting
be released so that population development
dan juga,
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas, itu tidak boleh kita
mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sariva, preserving the nature of the mangrove forests means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami,
we are also talking about abrasion on the coast.
We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java, the loss of mangroves means loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that.
So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves
or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the
mangrove,
Jakarta,
masyarakat
while
di pulau-pulau kecil
the mangrove
tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik
still
dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas
and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome,
abrasi bisa ditanggulangi,
but economy
tapi
continues.
Ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya, kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab,
interesting.
Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
adalah tanggung jawab bersama.
We talk about responsibility,
dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai
actually,
dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional
responsibility
dan itu yang untuk kesuksesan adalah
starts from the local level
to the national
and
ya,
even global level
and
that for success is synergism or in line so there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other.
Ideally,
what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies at the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Cari Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk kepada
for the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Lingkungan bisa terjaga dengan baik.
Cheers. Colenak, special culinary from Bandung. Colenak itself is an abbreviation of dicocol or dipped in palm sugar syrup and enak or delicious. Thus, Colenak means dipped and delicious. Initially, the culinary which has been around since the beginning of the 20th century was not called Colenak, but Peyem Digulaan or sugar-coated fermented cassava. Indeed, Colenak is quite simple. The main ingredient is tape or fermented cassava. So the sour cassava is mixed together with sugar, brown sugar, and coconut. Then it is roasted. The palm sugar syrup is mixed with grated coconut. No preservatives, mind you.
Aku jatuh bangun dan jatuh dalam langkah menyusuri kehidupanku yang kelam, dan hampir-hampir ku tak dapat melangkah lagi. Dirimu hadir bagaikan sinar menerangi jalanku. Kau tunjukkan arah mana yang kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama bayanganmu kasih, selakar akan ku terjaga dari mimpi-mimpi, dari kehidupan yang semu dan kini harus ku tempuh agar diriku tak sesat lagi seperti dulu. Bersama bayanganmu kasih, mimpi-mimpi dari kehidupan yang semu dan
dengar jelas bintang utara memanggil satu hari yang dinanti, terpancar terang di bawah langit terlihat jejak setapak mengarah, dan ku sedang mengikuti sampai ke
hidupnya dari hati lalu di tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan membawa tembang hati arungi samudra untuk menemuinya di sana di bawah aurora. Jarak tujuan terlihat dekat memandang garis batas di lautan yang membiasku kan datang. Sampaikan salam untuknya dari hati lalui tanah air udara. Kawan camat ikut bicara, sampaikan bahwa aku dalam perjalanan.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, talking about spirit, and I believe that everyone has his or her own spirit to do everything, to do anything, or to do daily activities that you think that this must be carried out by yourself. And maybe when you are in weak condition, you are in the situation that this is, maybe this is unconditional, that you think that this is impossible to do. That's why you need such a high spirit in order to resurrect yourself, to wake up again, and to stand up again, and walk again, run again, and even to, you know, execute here about the thing. And I believe that because this can also be maybe by reaching your target or your goals, and you know, by knowing about the straight path that you think this must be done, just do it, because this can also give you such new improvement for yourself. This can also give you such a benefit and even goodness inside that. Just believe in yourself, you are able to do your best in every uncertain situation. Well, talking about that, this has also related to our quote of the day, and it has something to do with our quote of the day or wise word, listener. And here we would like to share you wise word from Tan Malaka. He said, "No matter how quick a lie spreads, the truth in time will come." Do you know Tan Malaka? Tan Malaka is an Indonesian hero born in 50 Kota, West Sumatra. He was a figure of important ideas and played a great role in the history of Indonesian struggle for independence. Tan Malaka took various important roles, such as leadership in many organizations and parties. He hates injustice, but he cares for the suffering of the laborers. The last is, Tan Malaka is a fighter with ideas that inspire many other Indonesian figures. Listener, I would like to entertain you, accompany you with our song. The song is from Geisa with title Bunda. Yes, mother. Mother has a pivotal role in a family, listener. And mother is also as a central figure in a family, because this sheep can manage, control a family to be a good family. With full of ideas, mother is able to manage a family to be a pioneer in running the life. Now the song is from Gesa with title Bunda. Enjoy the song.
Ku taruhkan perasaan, ku berikan tak sedikit pun waktu kan ku tinggalkan. Ku serahkan semua yang kau mintakan ku penuhi. Maha besar kau telah berikan ku
seribu bintang yang terbentang di angkasa. Bila kau di sini untuk sekedar menemani, untuk melintasi wangi yang selalu tersaji di satu sisi hati. Malam menyenangkan malam seribu bintang yang terbentang di angkasa. Bila kau di sini untuk sekedar menemani, untuk melintasi wangi yang selalu tersaji di satu sisi hati. Malam
of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok or Batok Crackers. The lyrics of Kerupuk Batok highlight Palembang's tourism and cuisines. It pictures the bustling Musi River banks where people gather to eat while boats pass by. Although it's called Kerupuk Batok, which is crackers in Indonesian, the song also mentions various Palembang specialties such as pempek or fish cake, srikaya, rujak mie, tekwan, and many more. These unique flavors create unforgettable memories for visitors in Palembang. Well, listener, here is the traditional song from Palembang, South Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Kerupuk Batok by Putri. Have a listening.
Di waktu terang bulan, ku duduk di tepian Musi melihat pemandangan Palembang di waktu malam. Ingin mudik perahu jualan bakayo sambil berdendang, bujang gadis nyopel lembang, makan minum senang-senang. Ya, kerupuk batok, pempek, dan srikaya. Ya, rujak ami, tekwan, dan bakso buto. Makanan yang sedap rasanya, masakan asli Palembang, membuat kenang-kenangan bagi siapa datang ke Palembang. Di waktu terang bulan, ku duduk di tepian Musi melihat pemandangan Palembang di waktu malam. Ilem mudik perahu jualan bakayo sambil berdendang,
gadis no perlu rendang, makan minum senang senang. Ya kerupuk matang, pempek dan seritayo. Rasanya masakan asli Palembang membuat kenang-kenangan bagi siapa datang ke Palembang, membuat kenang-kenangan bagi siapa datang ke Palembang, membuat kenang-kenangan bagi siapa datang ke Palembang.
Kasalami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This tool is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the KGP, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with KGP flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Jantung dan langkah